Al Alamein. Shortly thereafter, Auchinleck was replaced by a new commander, the then little-known General Bernard Law Montgomery, and during the summer and early autumn, 8th Army was massively reinforced. At last, on the night of 23-4 October, Montgomery launched his counteroffensive with the famous artillery barrage of more than 800 heavy guns, the most ferocious and concentrated such barrage of the war. After 11 days of sustained fighting, 8th Army broke through the German and Italian defenses, and Rommel began a retreat which was to carry him westwards across Egypt and Libya into Tunisia. 1,500 miles back across the desert with Montgomery in hot pursuit. 5 days after Montgomery's breakthrough at Alamein on 3 November, British, American, and Free French forces had landed at the opposite end of the North African coast, at Algiers, Casablanca, and Oran. According to the language employed at the time, they were to constitute the anvil on which the hammer of Montgomery's 8th Army smashed the retreating Germans. But things did not go entirely to plan. German reinforcements were rushed into Tunisia. The soldiers of the American II Corps, moreover, were green. Their discipline was lax, and they offered an enticingly vulnerable soft spot on the Allied front. On 4 February 1943,